been in and out of the city for years before the final campaign against Long Shadow and the Fortress Overlook. I rose.
I'll get back to work now.
You do your job well, Durabi.
Thank you, Master Santa Raxita. I try.
Indeed.
He seemed to be having trouble getting something out.
I have decided that you will be allowed access to any books not in the restricted section.
Restricted books were those not available in multiple copies. Only the most favored scholars were allowed near those. So far, I had been able to determine only a handful of the titles of the books so set aside.
When you have no other obligations.
Part of my day, every day, I spent just waiting to be told about something I needed to do.
Thank you, Master Santa Raxita.
I'll expect you to be able to discuss them.
Yes, Master Santa Raxita.
We have set our feet upon an unknown road, Dorabi. An exciting and frightening journey lies ahead.
His prejudices were such that he actually meant what he said. Me reading had twisted his universe all out of shape, and now he was going to conspire in this perverted vermiculation. I took my broom in hand. Exciting and frightening things would be happening elsewhere in my universe, and I hated every second that I was not there to control them. Chapter 18. The little dervish in brown wool seemed completely lost inside himself. He was busy talking to himself, paying no attention to the surrounding world. Most likely he was quoting to himself from the sacred texts of the Vedna, as understood by his peculiar splinter sect. Though tired and irritable, the Greys did not challenge him immediately. They had been taught to honor all holy men, not just those already secure within the Shadar truths. Any devoted stalker after wisdom would find his path leading him to enlightenment eventually. Tolerance of such seekers was common to all Taglians. The welfare of the soul and the spirit were of grave concern to most. The Guni, indeed, considered the seeking of enlightenment to be one of the four key stages of an ideally lived life. Once a man successfully raised up and provided for his children, he should put all things material, all ambition and pleasure aside. He should go into a forest to live as a hermit or become a mendicant seeker, or in some other way should live out his final years looking for the truth and purifying his soul. Many of the greatest names in Taglian and Southern history are those of kings and rich men who chose just such a path. But human nature being human nature. The Greys did not, however, let the dervish follow his quest into Chor Bagan. A sergeant intercepted him. His associates surrounded the holy man. The sergeant said,
"Father, you cannot go in that direction. This street has been closed to traffic by order of Minister Swan."
Even dead, Swan had to take the blame for Soul Catcher's policies. The dervish apparently failed to notice the Greys till he actually collided with the sergeant.
Huh?
The younger Greys laughed. Men enjoy seeing their prejudices confirmed. The sergeant repeated his message. He added,